Alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. We give thanks to Almighty Allah. May the peace and blessing of Allah be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, we all know that one of the benefits of Ramadan is to cleanse all of our sins, and of course, it's for us to attain piety, is for us to seek for forgiveness, is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us. One of the major things is that so that we can attain piety, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can forgive us our sin. And there's an hadith where the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was climbing the minbar, and upon climbing the minbar, he said Hami three times. The first time he said Hami, second time, and the third time. And the companions asked him that, yeah, Muhammad, is it that it has become sunnah for us to also be saying Ameen whenever we climb the minbar? And the Prophet said no. That Jibreel came to him and said three prayers and told him to say Ameen. The first one is that whosoever made Ramadan and fast during the month of Ramadan and did not see the forgiveness of Allah till the Ramadan elapsed, that woe unto that person. And Prophet Muhammad says Ameen. The second one, whoever met his parent alive and he did not see Jannah from them, Prophet said, Jibreel said, woe be unto them. The third one, whoever had them calling the name of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and did not send salutation to him, woe be on them. So we have seen that one of the benefits of Ramadan, one of the things we want to achieve in the month of Ramadan is forgiveness. And we can only attain forgiveness when we seek for the forgiveness. You cannot be forgiven when you have not asked for forgiveness. So one of the benefits of Ramadan is for us to ask for forgiveness, sincere forgiveness. Because you see, there's no how we want to do it. We will sin, we will transgress, because we are human beings. And that is why Prophet Muhammad said, if you are not to sin, he said, if fear, you will become arrogant with your poverty. Abu Huraira said that the Prophet Muhammad said, By the one in whose his soul is, that if you do not commit sins, Allah will replace you with people who would commit sins and seek forgiveness from Allah, because Allah will certainly forgive them. Is a Muslim, so it is to tell us that as a Muslim, as a believer, there is no how you want to do it. We are human. You commit. You there's a way, but if that happened, for you to seek back or ask forgiveness and turn back to Allah sincerely is the major thing. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran chapter 4, verse 110, Allah said, A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, Allah said, وَمَنْ يَحْمِلَ السُّوءَ How is limu nafsa'u? Summa yastakfu Allah, yajidu Allahu ghafuran wa iman. Allah said, and whosoever does evil or wrong himself, but afterwards seek Allah's forgiveness, he would find Allah all forgiving and merciful. Inasmuch, because in that same chapter, if you go to that's Quran chapter 4, if you go to chapter verse 116, Allah said there, inasmuch you do not commit, you don't associate partner with Allah, because one of the things Allah hates most is associating partner with him. Because Allah said in that verse, chapter 4, verse 116, Allah said, A'udhu billahi minash Allah said, In Allah, la yaghfiru an yushrika bihi. Allah does not forgive the sin when you associate partner with him. You are a believer, you are a Muslim. You are not ascribing another God. You are giving, you are calling somebody another thing, another person God, aside Allah. It's a very grievous sin. Because Allah said, Wa yaghfiru ma dhunu zalik liman yasha. He forgives any other sins that he wishes. وَمَنْ يُشْرِكُ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ بَعِيدًا. But if whoever has or associate partner with Allah, that person have gone astray totally. But you see, some of the transgressions we make, sins we do, it is important for us to only seek for forgiveness constantly. And that is one of the benefits that Ramadan wants to teach us. He wants to tell us that, you see, as a Muslim, you must not deviate from seeking for forgiveness constantly, because there's no how. You, in one way or the other, you will have committed a sin. You cannot be more pious that you will be free from sin. That is where you are human. But what makes you turn back to Allah is your constant repentance and forgiveness. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always tell us that in Allah Ghafur Rahim, I'm all forgiving and I'm all merciful. So as Muslims, we must continue to seek for forgiveness from Allah. The Prophet himself, we know how much he seeks for forgiveness. All the times, every time, daily. One of the things the Prophet does say is Rabbi ighfirli wa atubu ilayya innaka antat tawwab rahim. That forgive me, O Lord. Pardon me, O Lord. Indeed, you are all forgiving with compassion and ever merciful. You see this in Abu Dawud and At-Tirmidhi. This is Sahih. At least Sahih. So it is to tell us that as Muslims, we must constantly seek for forgiveness from Allah, especially during this month of Ramadan, so that we can find Allah all forgiving. So that we can find Allah all forgiving. And this is to teach us that as a Muslim, you must try as much as possible to be seeking for forgiveness. In Surah Al-Torah, Quran chapter 20, verse 22, Allah said, "Wa inni a'udhu billahi minash shaitani, wa inni laghafurun li." You will find me. Indeed, you find me all forgiving. Liman taba, as soon as you have repent, wahamana, and you believe in me, wahamana swaliya, and you are not doing righteous deed, continuous righteous deed, summa after that, and you do know what? You now remain constant on that thing. You seek for forgiveness, you repent, you believe in Allah, the oneness of Allah, and you are now, you do not associate partner with him, and you are now what? Doing righteous deed. You will find Allah forgiving. So, brothers and sisters in Islam, we pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us during this month of Ramadan. It is important that we know the benefit of seeking for forgiveness. Let's imbibe that art of asking for forgiveness. When Allah has forgiven you, there's nothing again. He will have mercy on you. Any other thing will follow. One of the things that debar your request is because the sin. When you wash away from the sin, if you request something, it will be done immediately. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. Allahumma rabbana salamna anfusana wa ilam takfirlana wa tarakhamna lana kunana minal khasirin. Oh Allah, we have hung ourselves. And of course, if you do not forgive us, certainly, if you do not forgive us or bestow mercy upon us, we'll be among the loser. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us be among the loser. May Allah forgive us and guide us to the right path. Subhanaka Allahumma bihamdika wa nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta wa nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.